Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a rather questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join them on a quest as they make absolute fools of themselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast. And I don't understand why they think I would want their souls.
Mouth.
Oh, that hurt. Well, after, you know, trying to summon the old Yellow King again, we fucked up, and now Time Dogs are here to take us back to hell. I don't know, I'm not pretty happy about it.
Yeah, why did we think that was a good idea?
All right, welcome back, listeners, to the 46th episode of our fourth season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start where we left off last time, as the group is in the church, and four of these green time dogs, or hounds of Tyndalos, if you will, have appeared in the church. Before anything can even happen, though, this portal opens up right next to Bradley Chamberlain, and out steps someone who looks kind of like one of the fishmen, but in like a cloak that has all these symbols all over them. Montana Jackson would recognize them as the symbols of Cthulhu.
Mm. Wait, is that guy's cloak cooler than Bradley's coat?
Way cooler.
Is his coke better than Bradley's coke?
Yes.
That's swamp coke.
Purest coke.
You're saying he looks like a bad cosplay of a fishman.
Yes, kind of, yeah. So he grapples Bradley and pulls him back into the portal, and it closes immediately around him.
My brother cousin. No! Well,
so as it currently stands,
I guess the only thing that he couldn't escape from is death.
It rides a pale foot, sir.
So I'm going to need you guys to roll me initiative.
How far away are they?
The Hounds of Tyndalos are about 15 feet away.
Okay.
They're evenly spread. The portal that they came through is still open. That little distortion in space-time.
I say we jump through it.
Still there. Oh.
Isn't that where they're trying to drag us?
Yeah, that's where they're trying to bring us.
You sure?
Yeah, no, I think so.
The dog's not what drug him into a hole.
No, I know, but are they trying to bring us into
their little doggy hole?
Just go give him a hug.
Tinder hole?
Just ask.
Tinder hole.
Just go ask him.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You're not listening to me, voice in the head.
I'm listening.
Are they trying to kill us, or are they trying to capture us?
He said they
were trying to drag us to hell.
You never
know. Have you ever seen Drag Me to Hell?
That's what I said.
You're the same person.
No.
I have a quite cuter butt than the voice in my head.
Until... You know.
Cute little butt.
Yeah.
I got a 20.
Oh, by the way, listeners, I forgot to actually tell them that they've leveled like twice, so they're actually at level 9. Did
you roll an extra? So maybe I shouldn't have died to Dagon, and we could have saved. You owe us an extra world reset. Right.
No, you would have still died to Dagon.
Nuh-uh. We might not have even gotten near him. We might have solved it before.
You took so much damage.
Yeah, but maybe our sneak would have worked, and they wouldn't have seen us. And
it
we
wasn't
would have
a sneak.
Been able to harpoon them, like my plan would have worked.
You didn't listen to the episode. You have no idea. You guys rang the bells. It was not bad.
Idiots!
Sneaky. And then you parked outside the front windows in a grappling hook car.
Hey, you know what? Don't explain what happened. He can go to Spotify and listen to himself.
Sure, he could.
You die by being 14.
What'd points. You guys get for your initiative, you three?
I forget. I picked my dice up. That's not great. I want to go with the original one.
Nope.
10.
10.
Do I get to add proficiency to my initiative?
No, it's just your dex.
Okay, just wondering.
Okay.
I didn't know if this has changed.
It's never changed.
Well, we're not playing 5th edition. We're playing something you made up.
Which is 5th edition.
Oh, okay.
Just modified slightly.
I didn't know if you modified
that
you add your proficiency
bonus. You know. We've been doing this for like 6 months. What'd you get, Montana?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, that's right. You get to choose to go last if you want.
First.
Or first.
Or first. Okay.
Yeah.
Milton, what'd you get?
A 20.
Ooh, a 20.
What'd you get?
10.
Do I want to go in that hole?
Yeah.
Leave you two to fight the dogs?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be the first time that I've killed a dog this week. That's why I used to feed Sassy Pig before he was murdered.
Hmm. All right, so then first up would be Milton. You have
four dogs?
There are four hounds. So to describe these
again.
Wait,
I said I wanted to go first.
Oh, you did say you want to go first. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
First.
Suck it, Milton.
So these hounds are about the size of grizzly bears. Their bodies are slanted in such a way that their front paws seem a fair bit shorter than their back paws. Like, their back legs are a lot thicker and sturdier.
You're saying that they're face down, ass up?
Yeah.
So they're like the bear mounts from World of Warcraft?
Kind of, except their heads are a lot bigger and there's just mangled pointy teeth in every direction.
Okay, yeah, no, that doesn't scare me.
They have like smaller eyes that have like this reddish, tintish glow to them. Their skin gives off this like greenish sort of glowing hue to it, almost like as if their body is smoking.
Because they're in a church and it's slowly damaging them, you say?
No. And
but the smoke is bothering the church.
Their whole body is very gaunt, like it's very bony and sinewy and like just little bits of jagged bones sticking out all over the place. So it doesn't look like they'd be fun to pet. That's what I'm saying. They don't have ears either. So
we can sneak up on them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying they don't have like the big dog ears, but they might have like reptilian
bear ears.
Holes in their heads.
Yeah. That sort of thing.
So they're omni. They can hear from all directions.
Sure. The end of
their paws,
if you would call them, the end of the paws, have six claws, and each of those claws is approximately 9 inches long. So fucking huge claws.
You know what would get rid of these guys?
Bear mace.
Resetting the world again.
Let's go to the other place real quick.
Okay, I need you to hold on, Mr. Bear Dogs, as we slip out the back. Oh, you understand me? Oh, God, you're so dumb. I won't give you belly rubs.
You just cut your hand all up on
yeah.
the
butt. It's worth it. It's totally worth it.
Do I know anything about these guys?
We've been adventuring with you guys for almost the entire year now.
That the Hounds of Tyndalos are kind of a myth. They're said to only pursue people who travel through time. Mm-hmm. And they really, really, really hate people who travel through time. And when they find people who've traveled through time, they rip them to pieces to fix things.
Pleasant.
So then they can't keep doing that.
I feel like I asked about this last time.
You did.
Sorry, listeners.
But we're going over it again.
It's all right. I was gone for three weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
Okay. I'm going to step up and jab them in their facial bits.
Okay.
Yeet. What?
Nah. Go through that portal.
I kind of want to.
You should.
Can you just like stick your head through and see what's on the other side?
Half move to stab and then half move through the portal.
Yeah, I only have to step up 5 feet.
Yeah, there you go.
How far away is the portal?
It's behind them. So 20 feet.
Oh, it's behind them?
Yeah.
Well, how'd they grab Bradley?
No, the fishman
did.
Didn't.
A guy popped out of a different portal right next to Bradley. Grabbed him and pulled him.
The portal disappeared?
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Instantly, as soon as the guy went back through it.
Never mind.
So why aren't the dogs attacking that guy? He's going in and out of loops.
It might not be time related. They only care about time.
Right. Anyway, look at that.
God, these goddamn
you guys.
Since we reset time, didn't technically everybody in the city time travel?
No, they weren't responsible for it.
But they time traveled.
The dogs apparently know who does or does not actively travel through
time. Hold on, well, time out. You know what? That's not really fair because...
I'm just giving you the lore,
and
buddies.
And I'm telling you, Mr. Dogman, that these guys didn't do nothing. I'm the one who reset time twice.
I was going to say, it's all that guy.
It's just me. I don't know why there's four of you to take one little orphan boy with a cute little butt down, but I mean, you do look like a bunch of bitches, but these two, they didn't do nothing.
It might also have something to do with the fact that they can remember all the different timelines.
But that's not their fault. I'm the one
who... We didn't choose to do that.
Well, sorry.
And I think Father Beers remembers
also, he's
everything.
Supposed to be dead and is not, and he would be crippled, but not. So
that's not their fault. That's
all
my fault.
It's 1,000% their fault.
No, I'm the one.
He drove into Dagon's mouth, basically.
I'm the one who reset time.
You reset it.
They didn't make a choice to be uncrippled and undead. I did.
Well, that's not
persuasion
check. You're not going to
against you.
Okay.
Crit 20.
Oh, I got a crit 80.
Oh, that's boy.
Weird.
Technically, it would have been a 15.
Don't good. I still win. Good luck. Anywho. So, yeah, what are you doing?
So anyway.
You're walking up and popping them?
Walking up 5 whole feet. Bop jabbing them with my long gun weapon. Not a gun.
Okay. Pole arm.
My frost fair blade.
Okay.
Now use the crescent.
That's what it is.
That's what that is.
It's a different name for it.
Nice. Nice.
Green Dragon Crescent Blade is also nice, bro. Frost Flare. Frost Fair Blade.
Frost Fair
Blade.
With 16 and a 17 to hit.
The 16 does not, but the 17 does.
Oh, boy.
16 doesn't, but the 17 does. Drive it into their skull.
Oh. I hope you guys don't mind me being useless this whole fight, because I can't hit shit.
For 10 damage. And I'm going to use my ability to bump up my AC by 1 for this encounter.
Okay, good call.
And I guess I have to wait for my next turn to do my other thing.
Probably.
Do they have tentacles?
No.
They resemble snakes at all?
Not at all.
Fuck.
Not in the slightest. In fact, this is one of the few creatures in this universe that doesn't have a tentacly appearance or something like that. Okay. Well, then it will be Milton's turn.
I guess I'll just start blasting then.
Okay. So I came up blasting.
No one's hurt yet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm going to focus fire.
Okay.
As is custom. And shoot a magical shotgun. Add one of these here hounds of hell.
Sure.
How's it 12?
No.
But our proficiency bonus is plus 4?
Four.
Excuse me.
13.
As a 15.
Still no.
All right.
Wait.
16. How 17.
What?
17.
What do you mean 17?
That's what the AC is.
Yeah, 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 but that's not what he rolled.
Sure it is.
It's not. He said 12 first, then somehow went up 3 more.
Yeah, because I added some, but not all of it. Because I was going off my old one.
Okay. I didn't know you guys' proficiency went up 3.
What do we want?
Well,
from
I
1
10.
To 4. Okay.
And I was going off of it being 2.
Okay.
Which is a 12, and then I remember that I have a plus 1 in dex.
It hasn't been 2.
And I needed
2
more
months
for my proficiency, so that's 15.
You guys are crazy.
He doesn't have his book.
That's true. But
yeah, the sheet is in Gettysburg.
I offered to bring it. Tristan
I
said
sent
no.
It to you. It's definitely been emailed to you.
Next person in combat.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, I get another attack.
You do.
He gets
so does John, actually.
I took 2 attacks.
Good.
He did have an action.
This time, I got a 22.
Yes, ba-coom. That one will hit. Don't forget, this is the magical shotgun?
Yeah, I rolled a 4.
Okay.
10 damage.
So you blast this thing with the shotgun, but when you do, there's like this rainbow-colored flash, and you could see it sort of swaying back and forth a little bit as if it's dancing to some sort of weird disco music that hasn't yet been invented yet. But it's a time-traveling doggy, so what does it care? Because it's psychedelic.
That's the 70s.
What'd I say? I said disco music, which is 70s.
60s.
What?
Disco was 70s.
Psychedelic rock was in the 60s.
But I said disco.
Yeah, I know, but you're wrong.
Whatever.
Yeah, no one ever took psychedelics and went to a disco club, Phil. You're right.
No, they took cocaine.
That's true.
Whatever.
At the same time.
So then,
just took a bunch of amphetamines.
So you're done then, Milton?
Yes, I guess.
You can move.
I was going to say, I was going
to
probably
the Pacific
move to
Northwest.
Do what now?
I move to cover.
Okay.
Behind a pew, maybe?
Sure. They're kind of all over the place. The church is sort of in shambles at the moment. Because A, you tried to summon an old god in the middle of it, and B, the fish people messed it all up. So,
well, is there like a collection plate nearby?
At the front of the church. There's the altar with the
collection. I'll get to that. And I'm going to pour some sweet tea in it and put it on the ground as a distraction, because everybody loves sweet tea, and maybe it'll save my life.
Okay.
Wait, is there any holy water near the entrance?
I dumped it out to put the sweet tea in.
But that's implying that will work on this particular type of creature. But
the one thing that could kill them.
Maybe. They're not demonic in nature, so.
We don't know that.
I assumed it was Bradley's urine.
They don't know that.
They don't know that. No, they don't know that. Okay, so then it'll be the hounds. So the one that's damaged is going to attack Old Montana.
Suck it.
Trebek.
One's a botch, one's a miss, and the other one is definitely going to hit you.
How definitely?
He rolled a straight 19 before I add all the bonuses to it.
Hmm. I want him to re-roll that. I'm using one of my lucky points from my lucky feet.
His botch isn't that big of a deal. Okay.
Come on, six.
He only rolled a straight 18 this time.
Damn.
You should have made him re-roll the botch, you son of a bitch.
Lucky? I could take it. I had no bitch.
He's a little bit of a bitch.
You take... Take 16 damage.
Okay. Montana.
You can spend one luck point when an attack roll is made against you.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Montana, you should have had him re-roll the botch percentage.
Oh, yeah.
That's not how it works.
Damn it.
It's an attack roll, not a percentage roll. So.
If I had a lucky point from you, could I do that?
No.
No. The other three hounds are going to run past you, so you get one attack of opportunity.
On each of them.
No, because it's a what's that called? Bonus attack or whatever?
Reaction.
Yeah, you only get
one.
Oh,
Lord, they're coming for my team.
Bonus reaction.
Whatever.
Boner reaction. That's going to miss.
Yeah. Okay. So two of them are going to run over to Tedward, and one of them is going to run over to Milton. So, Tedward, you get an attack of opportunity against one of them.
And they...
Which you don't have to take. You can save your reaction for something later, if you want.
Sounds terrible.
23.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Yeah. 15 damage. And then one electrical damage.
So 16.
Boogie, boogie, yep. Boogie, boogie.
Does the electrical damage seem to do...
Nope, nothing special about
that's
it.
That's fine.
Does the regular damage seem to damage?
I mean, as it's running by, you take... Mjolnir and crack it in the ribs, and it makes like a very short burst, zappy, thunderous noise, and you can hear a crack. So it definitely hit a rib, and it's like, rawr! As it keeps on running past.
That's right.
Voice and head.
Yes.
Is the one dog still dancing?
Ted dancing.
That's the one that's in front of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
if he dancing, do we get to hit him harder?
No, that's not. It just makes them all
easier.
Just makes them all fucked up.
Well, what's the condition of being fucked up? What
it
happens?
It makes
to
him? Them less likely to hit you.
But I like it.
He still rolled high enough that it didn't matter. But is your AC Milton?
No.
16 or better.
Lower
than that? Okay, you're gonna take one hit. Oh, you take max. You're gonna take 18 damage.
I can't take a lot of those.
And then, Tedward, is your AC 17?
Nope, it's higher.
B, okay. 18, so or C, 50.
You take 14 damage from the first hound as it runs up and claws you twice. Then the second hound that comes up and attacks you.
I said my AC was 18.
One of them missed. The other two attacks hit you.
Three attacks.
Yeah, claw, claw, chomp. Claw, claw, chomp.
So there's four of these for three players.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They don't have that high hit points.
Okay.
Yeah. He crit 20 on his bite.
Great. What was the first one? 14?
14.
Great.
17 damage from the... So that hound...
I can take three more attacks on me and then I'm dead.
Aren't you in the 60s?
Yep, I am.
Okay. So, yeah, so it chomps you in, like, the back of your greasy, greasy calf that you got. So, yeah. So then it's going to be... Oh, the priest! Who's going to drop to his knees and start to pray really, really hard. High?
High, yes.
Or low?
High.
Okay, nothing happened.
Great.
Then it will be... Tedward.
The one that critted on me, I'm smashing right in the mouth.
Okay.
I do hit him with a 17.
Yes.
I do 16 damage.
Okay.
Plus 3 electrical.
Alrighty.
I'm swinging at him. You know what? I'm going to summon my 3 tentacle monsters.
Okay.
I don't have any stats or anything
on
them.
Sure. So your 3 tentacle monsters are each going to have 10 hit points, but they get 2 attacks each.
10 HP.
And you'll roll their initiative separate right now, so that they'll...
We're going to call them 1, 2, and 3.
That's fine. Their AC is a 12, so they're not real hard to hit.
Yep.
But they each get 2 attacks, and each attack deals 1d8 damage. Yeah, they get a plus 3 to their attack. And they attack whatever you want them to attack.
Dog, monster 1. So they would be up then?
12. Unless if you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done. Okay. Then yeah, it would be the tentacles.
I'm going to attack with tentacle monster one on the dog that I've been beating on. He's going to miss with a 13.
Yep.
Monster two is going to go after that same one.
Okay.
He's going to hit with a 23, 22.
It will hit.
And is there any plus of damage?
No, it's just a D8.
He's doing 7 damage to that.
Okay.
Is the monster still up?
Yeah.
Okay. Monster 3, tentacle 23 and me is going to go. And that's going to hit with a 20.
Yep.
And he does 4 damage.
Alrighty. So your tentacles just appear sort of from you. You just kind of them out of you. And they grow to be about 3 feet tall with 2 tentacles each. And they just come beating the shit out of this dog.
I'm going to raise them as my own, and they will never be orphan, little tentacle orphan monsters.
Sure.
I'm never going to leave you.
They definitely last forever and don't die after.
Well, you know what? This paper doesn't say once per encounter, so I'm just going to keep bringing them out.
Permanent.
Sure.
You get them once. Take care of them. Feed them. Yeah. Make sure you enroll them in school early.
Okay, so then it will be back around to Montana. You're first.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if the guy he's hitting is more damaged than the trippy dog.
Well, you should be able to...
He is more damaged.
Yeah, you should be able to visually see that he's...
Focus fire on that guy.
So you're running over and attacking that.
Yeah, I don't have too far to run.
True. I'm not going to...
And I have reached.
Yeah.
So 23 is going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and a 22.
Yep, they will both hit.
22 damage total.
So you come up from behind and you just slash stab, and as your glaive slices through this, you see the sort of light go up the shaft of the glaive as the hound, that greenish glow dissipates, and they just sort of fade away as if dusty, and that dust sort of goes back towards that portal that's open in the back of the room. But your glaive has a nice little glow to it for a little bit.
Cool.
And then it fades. I don't know how many kills you've gotten with that so far. Two kills with that? Yeah. So 3 more, and it gets another plus 1. All right. So then it would be...
These guys are magical. Do they get something better on it?
What was the Q?
I said if it was something especially magical, but...
A time-traveling murder hound from hell?
Okay.
Isn't it especially magical?
You can have the ability to open portals and time travel.
Ooh.
That definitely won't attract more.
I like it.
Have fun.
All right, no. I'm going to reset this whole encounter.
You would just... No, that happened because you blew up the sphere, or the cylinder. Mm-hmm. You would just be time traveling on your own.
Yeah,
like,
but you could keep...
Nothing would reset.
You could keep opening up portals, and they'll never be able to catch you.
I was thinking like you could maybe cast haste once per ever.
Once per ever?
Haste? No.
Like, no?
No.
But time travel.
It's a temporal, like, hole that he can open up. So, yeah. So until you kill something else that's super magical, once per day, you can open up a temporal hole, which can travel...
50 yards.
1 hour into the past.
Nice.
It might change, might get more powerful or something if you keep killing him. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, so then... Milton.
Go forward in time to see how we beat
the
dad, and then come back. Prepare for it.
That's a good idea.
Which is the most injured hand? That's the one I'm going to shoot.
Technically the one in front of you.
The trippy one.
No, technically the one in front of Milton is the most injured.
No.
I successfully shoot it twice.
Okay.
Oh, fuck off. Damage dice. 6. So 7 for one shot and 12 for the other one. So 21 total. And the first roll is a 2 and the second roll is a 4.
Nothing happens on the 2 and the 4. He's also tripping mad balls, bro. Whoa!
Ooh.
As you fire 2 shotgun blasts directly into this doggy's face.
Bad dog.
I'm going to drink some of that sweet tea.
Okay. Then it'll be the creature's turn. So that hound that you were attacking, John, has come back up towards you. And is going to attack you again. 2 of them will hit unless you want him to re-roll one of them.
Nah.
16 total damage. The one that's still in front of Tedward is going to attack. One of them is a 19. Does that hit you? The other one's rolled super low. You take 9 more damage. And that last trippy one is going to attack old Milton. Milton, what's your AC? The one that I'm iffy on, I rolled a...
My AC is 15, voice in head.
So yeah, 18 more damage. Ugh. As this... the one claw swipes and misses you because he's way high. And then the other claw happens to catch you across the shoulder, slicing into your skin. And then he bites you in the other shoulder and lets go immediately.
Ah! That hurts. And as Milton screams... That's where we'll take a break. Yeah.
Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. You can find levels ranging all the way from $1 all the way up to $50. Our $50 bi-weekly playable game still has 2 slots available. This will probably be the only other bi-weekly game that we run, so if you want in on that, I would get in while the getting's good. Also, the other bi-weekly game we do live on Twitch every other Friday, somewhere around 6 o'clock. That's over at twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. You can also find me doing stuff for Season 5, so if you want to get in on the planning process, head on over to twitch.tv/worldsmostokayestdm. Check that out. I also do cooking shows. You can find Phil over at twitch.tv/imaginarynomad, Tristan at twitch.tv/chonkydong, and you can find some of us sharing some ideas and whatnot over at twitch.tv/gstumedia. So go check that stuff out. And if you get the time, head over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Thanks. And we're back.
And we're attack.
And we're attack. All right.
Attack.
And attack. So.
And Uste.
Uste. Uste. Then it's going to be the priest. High or low?
Low.
Nothing happened.
Damn it.
Phil, you fucking suck.
I shouldn't be picking these then.
You shouldn't be changing your pick.
Any particular person to name it, but whatever. So then it's going to be your tentacles.
Me. Oh, no. Yeah, me. No, they got a 12.
Yeah, they're better than you.
Ready?
There's only one left in front of you.
Yeah, but the one in front of him is more injured, yeah? In front of Milton?
Yes.
Would it be attack of opportunity on them?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just attack the one in front of us.
Good.
That one hits.
Okay.
8.
8 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
Monster 2, 17. Hits with a 3.
Okay.
Third one misses.
Alrighty. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to come in, crack-a-lackin'.
Crack-a-lacka.
Bing, bang, boom, with the old hammer on top of this dog's brain. I'm going to make him turn into dust. I'm going to Thanos his ass and then snort him. How's 20 to hit?
Yeah.
13 damage.
Okay.
Plus 2 lightning.
Okay.
15 total. Hey, bing, bam, boom.
So you hit him with the hammer and it makes this loud thunder crack noise as there's like a flash. He's not dead, but you could tell you rattled his brains up.
Yeah, no, I made him an NFL player. Here I go, crack-a-lackin' again, and I miss.
Okay.
After they total party kill us, he'll suffer from depression and substance abuse.
How's a natural...
What?
10.
For what?
For an attack.
You already went. Twice, didn't you?
No. This was... I missed.
Oh, okay.
Feel like a natural 10.
So then it's going to be Montana.
Going to attack the one that seems the most hurt.
That would be the one in front of Milton.
Move him back over.
Okay.
Switch back and forth. I'm a switch hitter. Unless it would provoke an
It would, because you'd have to run past it, because Milton went all the way to the front of the church.
Correct.
So you'd have to move through that range.
I don't want to do that.
I'll bring him to you, brother.
I'm going to attack the one that's attacking Ted.
Okay.
That's a good call. He's almost dead.
That's 19.
Yep.
That's a miss. 12 damage.
All right. So you slash this one, too. Not quite dead, though. It's bleeding pretty profusely. It has, like, this strangish purplish blackish blood to it that has like a kind of shimmer to it, almost like it's got glitter in it.
Is the shimmer telltale?
It's not telltale.
Hmm.
They don't exist yet.
Or anymore. Well, they're back,
right? They're back. They're making Wolf Among Us too.
Yeah, who cares? They don't fucking treat their program as great.
Oh, they're shitty. So, Milton.
What would happen if I opened a portal in a creature?
They probably
Did
just
you send him
in.
Back in time?
Yeah.
Send him back
an
in
hour?
Time.
That sounds
so
like
they would
a bad
attack
idea.
Us earlier?
I guess.
They would get there as we're trying to summon everybody?
Yeah.
We'd have four people to kill it, and then we'd only have to fight three.
Sure, that might work.
I don't think that's how that works.
The dog would be the time traveler, and other dogs would come kill that dog.
No, because they already time travel.
So they should be killing themselves.
No. So they're hypocrites.
Listen.
Yeah, so
is
that the
dogs are fucking hypocrites. I don't write the goddamn lore of the Hounds of Tyndalos, okay?
Who does?
He's dead.
Let's get him on Twitter.
He's dead.
All right, rise up, everybody. Find him on Twitter.
Rise, chicken, arise.
This is Billy, BillyTheWitchDoctor.com? Sure.
Billy the Crystal, yes.
Yes, Billy the Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Get him on Twitter.
Milton, what are you doing?
Shooting this damn dog.
Okay.
I got a crit 20. Ooh. And
mark it down.
A unnatural 22.
Okay.
Going well today.
Yeah, roll your damage.
Mark down that crit 20.
Oh, that's right.
Natural 22.
Die roll of 7 for the crit, so 14 plus my dex is 115 damage.
Okay. And the other one?
And a 1 for the special, and then the other one.
A 1 for the special?
And the other one, I got a 9 for the damage.
You deal 5 damage to yourself.
Fuck off.
Because it backfires.
Double it, because it was the crit.
Was that on the crit?
It was on the crit.
You take another 3 damage, so you take 8 damage total from the backfire. Kaplow! Also, when you do this, it explodes the Hound of Tyndalos' head, and it splatters all over the place.
Good.
Not good. It's got acid blood.
Low.
Okay.
To go.
All over.
All over you.
Nah, I got the sweet tea in front of me.
Okay, so you take 22 damage as this blood just almost shotguns its way through your body as if you're not even there. Just 22 damage.
How are we supposed to survive these?
You just killed one. You made it explode. He sliced it, so it wasn't that bad of an wasn't terrible. But you made it go boom, so.
So you should let me kill everything.
Yeah.
I was trying to.
So then it'll be their turn.
My other shot doesn't.
You shot twice at the dog. You killed it.
But if my crit killed it, I would just use my other shot to shoot the other dog.
No, you didn't. You had to have the 2 shots to kill it.
All right.
Just telling you.
Kind of seems like you retconned that so that I'm not shooting the other dog. But.
Definitely didn't. The one's going to attack.
Because I never told you how much damage my second shot did.
He got you, fuck boy.
Crit 20 on the one.
On whom?
This is the one that's attacking Tedbrick.
Oh, great. That's what I get from running my mouth. I think you retconned that.
16.
This episode is under protest. We're going to have it get reviewed by the Adventure League.
We should have been 2 levels higher, and then we should have survived Dagon.
2 levels higher now. The second attack is going to do 13. 14.
Just give me total damage when you're done.
And then is your AC?
An 18.
Okay, that third one's going to hit you. 38 damage. It's a very low doggy. The other one is going to attack Montana.
Do it.
Hit me! I
wonder what these creatures' CR is.
I was looking that up.
Does a...
There is no CR.
The CR is a lie.
He's drained 88 hit points out of me so far.
Does a 16 or a 17 hit you?
17 hits me.
Okay, then only one attack.
Won't. Actually, 16 hits me too.
Okay, do it.
16 is my AC.
Okay. You take 25 damage as he claws you twice. The bite misses horribly.
Oh, thank God. He didn't skin your dick with his bite. I know how much you care about your foreskins.
Oh, yeah. My foreskins.
Your foreskins that you got down there you've been collecting.
He's praying.
Somebody
so
else
hard.
Fucking answer for the priest.
Hi.
Nothing happens.
God damn it.
All right, next time we're going to go low again.
High low, high low.
Tentacle monsters.
If you stick with the same thing, it's
statistically bound to happen at some point.
Tentacle
monster. But if you keep changing, it's a 50-50 shot each time.
Yeah. Tentacle monster.
That was a 13. Plus 3? 16? Doesn't.
It's always a 50-50 shot.
It is.
But if 18? You have the same result and he keeps doing a 50-50 result... The chances of him hitting the other one.
Sure. So the tentacle monster, what is your third one roll?
It missed.
Okay. So, yeah. So the tentacle monster just rah, 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 and hits this thing in the head, and it just goes, and just gets clubbed and goes down like a baby seal, like a sack of baby seals.
And you would do a non-lethal, right, so that he could mop it up.
It's dead. Super dead.
I'm going to bite it.
Okay.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Bite it.
No.
Seems a bit excessive.
There's one more up?
One more up, yeah, over behind
is that the one
Montana.
That's dancing?
That is the one that's a little woohoo.
I'm coming up behind it to get sneak attack.
No.
That's how that works.
Also, he's saved, so he's not psychedelic anymore.
Still coming up behind it, so I get sneak attack.
It's not how that, no.
It's engaged with somebody. I see its wing on its finger.
What?
There's a lucky dog back home.
I miss.
Okay.
I double miss.
Okay. Then it will be back around to old Montana Jackson.
So I'll go up to the last one that's no longer psychedelic.
Okay.
With a 19 to hit it.
Yeah. Old Montana, the current.
With a 17 to hit it.
Yeah, he got polearm mastery, so he can smash things now.
Doesn't
I
get a plus
don't
to hit,
have polearm mastery.
I thought you took it.
That just gives you a bonus attack.
Yeah, I'm having chest pain. Is that good?
That's just anxiety. You'll be fine. Or you're dehydrated.
I shouldn't be able to drink this water all day.
27 points of damage.
All right. So you
cha-cha
stab and slice.
Skewer that bitch.
High or low, Montana?
Low.
High or low? Tedward, since you decided to move behind him.
High.
You were both wrong.
Yeah.
So...
I thought you were asking what his role would have been. If you would have asked me what my role, I would have said low.
No, I just asked you and you gave it, so.
It does 48 damage.
We'll see what it does.
And it actually burns through your wallet, so you have no money now. And
Montana, you're 22 damage.
And you're sterile.
Well, that was the alcohol, but.
But your little spirit got charged up again. And now you can travel up to 17 hours in the past.
But not the future?
Past.
Damn.
Guess what? You ready? Watch this. This is going to be great. Watch this. You ready? You ready? You ready? Yeah. Come on, do your math, cunt. You ready for this trick? I got
do your math,
I
cunt.
Got a trick. Got a trick to show you. Got a cool magic trick, Montana.
Is it what I'm
Montana,
thinking?
Montana, ready?
Are you?
Hold on. Shut up, Milton.
27.
I'm dead.
But as the blood is about to splatter, Father Bierce jumps in the way. And he takes the acid blood, and his guts are hanging out. And he is now just sort of crumpled up next to a pew.
It's what you get, you fucking child molester.
Coughing up blood.
This doesn't redeem the fucking things that you've done to me.
Tedward.
Don't look at me.
Tedward, hold me. I'm so cold, Tedward.
Father Bears, do you need some sweet tea in your last moments?
Pour it on his goddamn cuts.
Yes, sir. I'll take some.
I give him the bowl like it's like he's a dog.
Yeah, he laps at it like a dog. Yeah, sure. I think the Elder Sign, that magical symbol you learned.
Oh, hold on. Are you actually going to help us right before you die since you didn't help us the entire fucking campaign?
I gave you.
You gave us newspapers.
Food and shelter.
No, did you?
Yeah. Oh, are you not in this church right now?
Well, guess what?
Isn't that what the church is just supposed to do anyway?
Yeah. That's what the church is supposed to do. It's your only goddamn
job. Oh, supposed to keep weapons?
Yeah.
And research for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't good enough for you, Tedward.
Well, there's a reason that you're dead and I'm still living. Because I got a cute little butt.
So I got this thimble that heals people.
He looks down and there's just like, he's like, I don't think
I can fix it.
I don't think that's going to work.
We literally have a swamp doctor right here.
You could try.
Howdy. Well, why don't you tell us what you was going to tell us first and then I'll give it a shot.
So he says, he's like, you need to go to the island of Cthulhu. It's going to rise. It's an inevitability at this point. Mm-hmm. Draw the Elder Sign on the door.
Yes, yes.
That'll keep him away. It'll keep him asleep. Cthulhu!
God bless you.
Will we just give him a little lullaby symbol?
Please, Tedward, hold me before I go.
I go to reach out my hand to his.
Oh, Teddy boy.
And I walk away.
The pipes are calling.
And I'm going to give him a little shot.
He's too late. He's dead.
Oh.
Bring
he
him
died
back.
Singing Oh Teddy Boy.
I mean, luckily I can animate dead.
Sure, you can bring him back.
Well, anybody can do that. We got piano wire and we got boards here. We can animate them all
bring
night
me
long.
Children.
Bring me a children.
Bring me a children.
All right, so.
You also hear a loud bang outside. Almost like a thunder strike, but much more intense.
Chunder.
Chunder Gunner.
Chunder Gunner.
Chad Chunder Gunner. So yeah,
Well, I guess since I'm almost dead, I guess I should just take a nap real quick for like 8 hours. I'm sure I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sure I can really afford to go right back into combat with them.
Yeah, I'm at 6 health. Maybe we could get on a boat to take us to this
7.
Cthulhu place that's going to rise out of the ocean. We could sleep on the boat. You know who's got a boat,
Sven.
My friends? This man that I met on the docks under the bridge.
Danny DeVito and Sven.
Svenny DeVito.
Svenny DeVito.
That's what he's going by now.
Danny's daddy, Sven.
Svenny DeVito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's up to you how you would like to proceed. You have a dead priest, a bunch of dead doggies, and some other dead people laying in a dilapidated church.
I'm going to go through all their pockets.
And that portal's still there, just sort of...
Well, here's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to go through all their pockets.
Okay.
See if I can get anything out of them.
Nature's pockets.
Okay.
Like monies.
Sure.
Car keys, boat keys.
If I recall, you wrangled up a whole bunch of, like, not well-to-do people.
You're not...
Hey, I found me an old couple.
We had two old couples that was homeless,
uh-huh.
But they were somehow from Japan. We had
they had lived in Japan at some point.
We had
homeless Japanese.
We had an entire family, a father, mother, daughter.
Yeah.
Of wasps.
So the kids won't have any money. Why would the kids have money?
Might.
Two small children?
They could.
Why would they have money?
They might have nickels.
We're not doing nickels. They have a dollar each.
That's a lot of money
in
30. Not
sure.
Two.
So I go through the parents.
The parents have on them $5.
Between them or both?
Both.
So they have checkbooks, though?
The old people, between them, have $7.
So it's 12 and 7 is 19.
Any of them have checking books?
Checker books?
Wait, 12 and 7.
Checking books.
That's great. I'm going to need it.
That's some market math right there.
For Sven. Sure. Spend it on Sven. Hey, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to take the fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Not fodder beers. You know what? Yeah, we're doing fodder beers. I'm going to take fodder beers, and I'm going to drag him over to the portal that's still open.
Okay.
Throw him in.
Throw him into hell.
And hold on until I'm going to put his hand into the portal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull it out. Anything happen?
So you're putting his hand
into the
portal.
You say.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Can't afford to fight anything.
Who else is within, like, 50 feet?
Nobody. It's
nope.
Just me. Everybody else
Everyone's
went.
Within 50 feet.
Everybody went to Sven's except me.
42 damage as this thing explodes and destroys most of the church with it as it causes this huge explosion. 42 damage.
Okay, now I'm down.
KO'd.
Okay. And the church starts to collapse. Montana, I assume that...
We're all KO'd.
Oh, yeah,
KO'd?
We're all KO'd.
Okay. So, yeah, so the building collapses on top of you. You guys drift off to dreamland as the light fades out. Your bodies are all covered in burns and scars, and, the last thing you guys see is the building collapsing on top of you.
Birds?
Burns and scars.
Mm.
Do we take damage from the collapsing building?
I'll count it as part of the explosion.
Okay. Because that would instantly kill us.
No. You will take an additional 7 damage with that.
So we're dead.
Still at 0.
Yeah, you're 0. The building collapses on top of you. And that's what we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by our Patreon producers. He Who Is Steve, The Lord and Majesty Big Jim, Zucari, The Knock, Chronic Ejaculation, Skinnerd, All Things Wisdom, Stiggy, Shanda Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to be one of these psychopaths that support us financially, there's multiple ways. You can go to our store at botchpodcast.com/store. You can subscribe over on our Twitch, or you can just directly support us over at patreon.com/botchpodcast. Like our newest patron as he stalls to try to pull it up quickly, Clay! Thanks for upping your pledge. If you have the moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review like our newest 5-starer.
Take my stars, please. 5 stars. Bye. IAG_Quake, November 29th, 2019. Just signed up for the monthly Patreon episodes and could not be more excited. The only podcast I know that makes me consistently, quote-unquote,
LOL.
Thank you for to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_Music. Their EP should be dropping any week now, so check that out. And as always,
as you argue about the challenge rating of the monsters that are murdering the fuck out of your face and you survive, please touch the portal that could possibly kill you and scream botched.
See you next week, nerds.
Don't you take my line, you son of a bitch. You've already taken enough from me tonight. That's a horseshit. See you next week, nerds.
Handytron.
Huh?
Hashtag didn't steal Handytron.
Oh my god, get the fuck out of here. I don't have any D4s. You're getting D12.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com. Welcome back, listeners, to the 46th episode of our
Fifth season.
Fourth season. I would keep wanting to say fifth season.
Wabbit season.
Duck season.
Fifth season.